The Sermon on the Mount is the teaching of Jesus in Matthew 5 through 7.
我们所熟悉的登山宝训是在马太福音第五到第七章当中所记录的耶稣的教导。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus calls his disciples to a righteousness that exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣在那里呼召他的门徒要进入到一个超过于文士和法利赛人的义当中去。
This higher righteousness comes not from keeping the law, but is the righteousness of the kingdom.
这个比文士跟法利赛人的义更加高超的义，更加超越的义，是不是从遵行律法当中所获得的，而是从国度，从天国当中所获得的义。
It is not the righteousness of the Pharisees, but of those who have seen their need and come to Christ in faith and received His grace.
这个义不是法利赛人的义，而是那些意识到自己属灵的需求，并且来到基督面前用信心来获得的，在恩典当中的义。
Then in chapter 6, Jesus continues with his teaching for disciples.
接下来的第六章，耶稣继续教导他的门徒。
The main theme that I see in this chapter is that Jesus reveals the fatherhood of God.
在我们所刚刚读到的这段经文当中，这个主要的主题是在向我们彰显耶稣来启示了上帝作为我们的父这样的一个身份。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus refers to the Father 17 times.
在整个登山宝训的记录当中，耶稣提到上帝是父这个概念，总共提到了17次。
And he also refers to us as the sons or children of God 4 times.
而耶稣也在登山宝训当中四次提到我们是上帝的儿子或者上帝的孩子。
Now you might be wondering, what is the fatherhood of God?
或许你现在在想，到底什么是上帝父作为父的这样的一个身份？
That sounds like a liberal phrase that people use.
这种修辞让我们想到自由派神学家们经常喜欢说的话。
In the United States of America, for example, politicians have borrowed this biblical idea of God's fatherhood and they've turned it into a vague religion that everyone can endorse, whether they are Christians or Jews or Muslims or deists.
在美国，比如说这些我们在电视上看到的政治家们，他们常常把这个圣经里面的上帝作为父的这样的一个身份把它扭曲，把它混淆成一些比较普世性的，所有的人都可以去相信的，甚至是穆斯林或者是犹太人都可以去为他们投票的这样的一种说法。
Politicians sometimes speak of the fact that we are all God's children just because we are here.
一些政治家他们会说，我们都是上帝的孩子。
But the concept of the fatherhood of God that is common in our society is totally different from the teaching of Jesus concerning the fatherhood of God.
但是我们在今天这个自由化的社会当中所听到的这个上帝作为父的身份和圣经里面耶稣所教导的上帝是我们的父的这个身份是完全两个概念。
The American political version of fatherhood of God is not new.
美国政治这种宣传当中的上帝作为父的概念并不是一个什么新的产物。
It goes back to the 19th century.
这可以追溯到19世纪。
It was during that time that liberal theologians began revising the tenets of Orthodox Christianity by turning it into a new modern religion.
在19世纪，自由派神学家们就把正统的基督教里面的很多的这些概念把它自由化，把它变成一种自由主义式的宗教。
In this modern liberal version of Christianity, the key idea was the kernel and the husk.
在自由派的神学的这种宗教观里面，重要的是那个核心的概念。
The husk refers to all those parts of the Christian religion that seem particularistic and Jewish.
他们把基督教看成是这样的一个包在外面外层包裹着一个内核的这样的一个像种子一样这样的一个形象。那外面那层外壳就是在基督教当中一些比较特殊的内容啊，特别是那些比较像这个犹太宗教的这种外在的一些特别的特点。
Those things can be stripped away, but the kernel remains.
这些外壳可以被剥落出去，但是基督教信仰的那个核心的东西是可以留下来的。
They said that Jesus is not the Son of God who became man.
这些自由派神学家们说，耶稣并不是圣子上帝成为人。
He is simply a man who pointed the way to God.
他只是一个单纯的跟我们一样的正常的人，只不过他帮助我们来指明一个回到上帝面前的一条路而已。
The complex doctrine of the incarnation can be discarded as unnecessary husk.
这个道成肉身这种复杂的让人难以理解的教义被是可以，我们可以丢弃，因为这是基督教宗教里面一些很特别的，像外壳一样的一些古老的宗教的教义而已。
The essence, the kernel of Christianity, they said, consists in the kingdom of God.
而基督教的教义的那个核心是关于天国，关于天国的教导。
They viewed the kingdom as morality in the hearts of men.
而这个天国或者神的国到底是什么呢？就是道德。
It is simply the rule of God in our hearts.
就是上帝在我们心中掌权，这样的一种道德的生活。
The kingdom of God is the fatherhood of God and the infinite value of the human soul.
他们说，上帝的这个作为父的身份，和这个人灵魂的无限的价值，这就是神的国所教导的东西。
But there are three things about this liberal understanding of the fatherhood of God that set it apart from the biblical understanding.
但是这种自由派神学的对于上帝的这个父的身份跟圣经有这样很重要的三点的区别。
First of all, there's no mediator between us and God.
在这种自由神学当中第一点首先是他们没有提到在人跟上帝之间有这样一个中保。
All paths to God are equally acceptable.
条条大路都通上帝，所以你怎么你就直接就是上帝的孩子。
One liberal theologian said that the gospel, as Jesus proclaimed it, has to do with the Father only and not with the Son.
有一位自由派神学家，他曾经这样说，他说。按照耶稣所传讲的这个方式，福音是只是对于父来说是我们需要关注的，而福音跟子没有什么关系。
So no mediator. But second, there's no need for the atoning death of Jesus Christ.
所以这是我们刚才所提到的第一点。那么第二点就是在这个自由派神学当中的这种父的身份，在他们的架构里面是不需要基督。作为赎罪祭来替我们死的。
There's no need for Christ to die as the substitute for us to pay the penalty that we deserved for our sins.
在这样的神学里面，上帝已经是你的父了，所以你不需要耶稣替你的罪背负你的罪，代替你去上十字架去死。
All we need to do is to focus on loving our neighbor and being involved in social activism.
所以呢，基督徒所需要关注的就是，去爱你的邻舍，去加入很多的这种社会改造的这些项目。
And then third, there's a universalistic aspect as well.
然后第三就是在这个自由派神学的教育当中有这样一个普世化的概念。
Liberal theologians said that all human beings, without exception, are children of God. You don't have to become a Christian to be a child of God.
他们说，所有的人类都是上帝的孩子，你不需要成为一个基督徒才是上帝的孩子。所有的人都已经是上帝的孩子了。But
the teaching of Jesus stands in sharp contrast with this liberal understanding of the fatherhood of God.
但是，耶稣在这里面的教导和我们所看到这种自由派的观点是完全相反的。
First, whereas the liberal view says that Jesus is dispensable husk, the biblical view is that Jesus is the kernel.
自由派的观点说耶稣是可以被丢掉的这个宗教的外壳，但是圣经却告诉我们，要想理解上帝作为我们的父，耶稣是那个核心所在。He's
not just a teacher who informs us that God is the Father.
耶稣不仅仅是一个教师来教导我们说，哦，上帝已经是你们的父了。Rather,
he reveals the fatherhood of God in his very person.
而实际上他在他自己的这个道成肉身的这个人当中，这个位格当中，他向我们彰显了上帝是父的角色，是父的身份。We
see this in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, at the baptism of Jesus. Behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
例如我们在马太福音第三章第十七节，那里面当耶稣受洗的时候，我们看到说，看哪，天开了，有声音从天上说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。The
voice is the voice of God the Father.
而这个说话的这个声音，之所以称耶稣是爱子，那这个声音所指的就是父。
If God has a son, then God must be the father.
如果上帝有一个爱子的话，那么这位上帝就一定是父。Therefore,
the fatherhood of God is revealed in the person of the son.
因此，上帝作为父的身份是在子的身份当中彰显出来的。As
the son of the father, Jesus alone uniquely reveals the fatherhood of God.
作为父的子。 耶稣独特地彰显了上帝父的身份。Only
those who come to Jesus in faith, only those who follow Jesus as his disciples become the sons of God.
因此只有那些在信心当中来到基督面前，来跟随基督做他的门徒的这些人，才能够在基督里成为上帝的儿子们。Jesus
is the Son of God by nature. We are adopted sons of God by grace.
耶稣他自己按照本性来讲，他就是上帝的第二位格的圣子上帝，所以他是上帝的孩子，是因为他的本质。但是我们是借着恩典被收养，成为上帝的儿子。Secondly,
whereas the liberal view of the fatherhood of God says that the atonement is not necessary and all we need is morality, the biblical view says that the atoning work of Christ is central to the fatherhood of God.
接下来第二点，当自由派的观点说上帝作为父的这个身份不需要赎罪祭这样的概念，但是我们只需要道德就好了。但是圣经所呈现的观点是，耶稣基督赎罪的工作是理解上帝作为父的一个关键的核心。
Jesus' teaching about the fatherhood of God rests on the foundation of all that we have seen in Matthew 1 through 4, where it is clear that Jesus and Jesus only is God's obedient Son.
因此耶稣教导上帝作为父的这样的教导，是基于马太福音第一到第四章，那里面这是整个耶稣他的道成肉身，他是作为上帝的顺服的儿子。
Israel failed to live up to its identity as God's son, but Jesus has passed the test and won the inheritance for his people.
因此耶稣作为儿子的这个身份，其实在整本圣经当中都存在的。 耶稣来是作为那个新的以色列，而以色列在旧约当中。 没有达到上帝顺服的儿子这样的一个要求，这样的一个身份。所以以色列失败了，那耶稣来胜过了试探，来赢得，为我们赢得上帝的产业。
It's interesting as well that in the Lord's Prayer, in the fifth petition, it says, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors."
而实际上更明显的，在耶稣所教导的主导文当中，其中第五句祈求提到说，免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
This forgiveness of sins is only possible because of the atoning death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而上帝之所以能够免我们的罪债，是正恰恰是因为耶稣基督在十字架上的赎罪祭的工作。
Were God to hold our sins against us, we would not be able to go to Him as children to a father.
如果上帝继续纪念我们的罪，并且抵挡我们的话，我们是无法作为他的孩子来到他的宝座面前。
And third, whereas the liberal view says that the fatherhood of God is universal and that every human being is a child of God, the biblical view, the view of Jesus, says that God is the heavenly Father only of those who are adopted as God's sons through Christ.
第三，这些自由派的观点认为说，上帝是普世的父，是所有的人类，每一个人都是上帝的孩子。但是圣经的观点是说，上帝只是那些在基督里被收养的儿女的父。
This follows logically from the preceding two points.
那这第三点的结论是前两点的一个逻辑的一个推论。
If Jesus as God's son is central, and if the atonement is necessary to make us sons, then the fatherhood of God is not something that all people automatically enjoy just by being human.
因此我们可以想，如果第一点是说，如果说耶稣作为上帝的儿子是核心所在，而且第二点说这个耶稣的赎罪祭是使我们成为上帝的儿女的一个必须的必要的步骤，那么上帝作为父的身份就不是全人类每一个人只要他是人就能够自动享受的这样的一个身份。
And so there are these two different concepts of the fatherhood of God, and the heart of the difference is how we view Jesus Christ.
因此在自由派的神学的立场和圣经的呈现的观点当中，是有他们这两种父的身份是完全不同的，而在这两种区分当中，这个最重要的是我们如何来看待耶稣基督。
If Jesus really is the Son of God, then we can only become sons of God ourselves through Him, not apart from Him.
因此，如果耶稣真的是上帝永恒的爱子，那么我们只有透过他，只有在他里面，才能够成为上帝的儿女，而不是在他之外。
God's fatherhood is a precious reality. It's not something that's automatically enjoyed by all humanity, but only by those who come to God through Jesus Christ.
因此，上帝作为父这样的一个事实是一个极其宝贵的事实。我们不应该轻看说，哦，上帝就是父，上帝是所有人的父。不，上帝是我们的父，不是因为我们是人，所以上帝自动就成为我们的父，而是因为我们，上帝赐给我们他的爱子耶稣基督，所以借着耶稣，我们可以称上帝是我们的父。
So now that we've seen how Jesus reveals the fatherhood of God, we need to listen to the teaching of Jesus as he calls us as his disciples to live in the reality of that sonship.
所以现在我们已经看到了耶稣如何向我们启示上帝作为父的身份，那么现在我们需要听耶稣他呼召我们做他的门徒，来在这个新的作为上帝的儿子这样的一个身份当中来活出我们的身份。
The fatherhood of God is a bi-directional relationship.
上帝作为父的身份是一个双向的一个关系。
God, as our Father, loves us and accepts us through Christ, but we, in turn, must trust Him and serve Him and go to Him as our Father.
上帝做我们的父，他爱我们，他接纳我们，但是同时我们作为他的儿女，我们需要信靠他，依靠他，服侍他，并且来到他的面前，来承认他是我们的父。
If we call God our Father, then we must live as though it were true.
如果我们称上帝是我们的父，那么我们的生活就需要彰显这句话是真的。
Jesus calls his disciples to act as sons, to be sons, to live as God's beloved children.
因此耶稣呼召我们去按照上帝的儿女的这个身份去生活，去活出上帝蒙爱的儿女这样的一个身份。
He tells us that we can do that by resting in the Father's approval.
而耶稣告诉我们说，我们怎么去活出来这个作为上帝儿女的身份，就是来安息在我们天父对我们的接纳当中。
In Matthew 6, verses 1 through 18, Jesus warns against doing various acts of piety in public in order to receive the approval and applause of men.
因此在我们刚才所读到的这些经文当中，马太福音第六章第一到第十八节，耶稣警告我们说，有一种这种虚假的敬虔，是坐在人面前所看的，来试图通过自己的行为获得他人的接纳和掌声。
He gives three illustrations of this in charitable giving, in prayer, and in fasting.
而耶稣用三个例子来显示这样的一个虚假的敬虔啊，就是一个是奉献，第二是祷告，第三是禁食。
Three times Jesus says,Don't be like the hypocrites who do X that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you do X, do it in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
在耶稣这三个例子当中，耶稣每一次都会用同样的话来结束他的这个例子，他都会说，不要像那些假冒为善的人，因为他们做了这个，好叫别人能够看到他们。实实在在的，我告诉你，他们已经领受了他们的赏赐。但是当你做这件事情的时候，你要在暗中去做，好叫你的父在暗中查看你，他就给你赏赐。
In verses 1 through 4, he says, Don't do charitable giving in order to be seen by others and to get their praise. Rather, do your charitable giving in secret so that your Father may reward you.
所以在第一到第四节的耶稣的第一个举例当中，他提到的是施舍，就是把钱给别人。那耶稣说，不要去施舍，为了叫别人去看见去施舍。而是你们要在暗中去施舍，叫你们的天父可以来赏赐你们。
In verses 5 through 6, he applies the same idea to prayer. Don't pray out in public to show off how pious you are. Rather pray in private so that your Father may reward you.
同样的原则也应用在第二个例子当中，第五到第六节，耶稣提到怎么祷告，他说不要在公开的场合去这样高声的祷告，好显示自己有多么敬虔，而是你要在暗处来向你的父祷告，你的父好来赏赐你。
And then in verses 16 through 18, he says, "Don't put on a big show of disfiguring your face when you fast, in order to be seen by others. Rather, wash your face when you fast, so that no one will even know that you are fasting. And then." Your Father will reward you.
在第三个例子第十六到第十八节，耶稣提到了禁食，他说不要在禁食的时候让别人看出来你在禁食，他说你要洗脸梳头，你要把自己打扮的精神起来，别人根本看不出来你的禁食，所以你的天父在暗处看到你禁食的时候，他可以赏赐你。
Notice that in each of these three illustrations, Jesus saysThat the hypocrites who do these things to be seen by others, quote, have received their reward.
注意到在每一次耶稣提到这些假冒为善的人，当他们为了让别人看见自己所做的事情的时候，他都会说他们已经得到了他们的奖赏。
Their reward is the applause and approval of men.
他们的奖赏是什么呢？ 他们的奖赏就是别人对他们的赞美和承认接纳。
Now here's the key. If the reward that the show-off doers received was the approval of men, then the reward that the quiet doers receive will be the approval of God the Father.
所以这两者是平行的，如果说那些假冒为善的人，他们的奖赏是被人接纳，被人认可，那么那些在暗处 来行善的这些上帝的儿女，他们的奖赏就是上帝的认可。
The Father's approval is our reward.
上帝的奖赏就是我们的，上帝的认可就是我们的奖赏。
We shouldn't think of the reward as something physical, like a bigger mansion in heaven or more jewels in our crown.
我们不应该把上帝的奖赏想成是一些物质性的东西，好像上帝要给我们很多很多的这些物质财富。The
reward is the Father's approval on that final day when he says, well done, good and faithful servant, and that's enough.
所以耶稣所提到的奖赏是上帝的认可，当他在末日那天对你说 又忠心又良善的仆人，你做的是好的。Seeking
the approval and praise of man is endemic. It is practically impossible to root it out of our hearts.
去寻求人的认可和掌声和赞美，实际上是不可能满足我们的，因为我们永远无法通过这种方式 去把我们内心对被认可的这种渴望把它满足。
How though can we root it out? Not caring about the approval of man is hard.
但是我们如何才能够根除我们自己内心的这种欲望想要获得别人的认可呢？ 因为不去管人的这种认可和接纳是对我们来说是很困难的。
The antidote is not to stop caring about what other people think, but rather to learn to rest in the Father's approval.
而真正的解药并不是说就告诉你说啊，你不要去管别人到底怎么认不认可你。真正的解药是我们需要安息在知道我们已经获得了上帝的认可。The
Father's approval must be enough for us.
我们天父 对我们的接纳和认可，就对我们来说是最足够的。
But that means that the Father himself must be more real to us.
而这也意味着我们必须是上帝，是我们的天父比身边的人更加真实。
And how can the Father become more real to us?
而这位天父怎么样才能够对我们来说是更真实的呢？
We must go back to the starting point. Jesus reveals the Father.
我们必须回到我们一开始的起点，那就是我们要在基督里，回到基督里，他向我们彰显了这位天父。Come
to Jesus, follow his example, and become a son of the Father, just as Jesus was.
因此你必须来到耶稣面前去学他的样式，来，因为他是上帝的独生的爱子，所以他能够不看人的认可和接纳，他单单的寻求他天父的 接纳和认可，所以你才能够学会成为这样的上帝的儿子，去单单的寻求天父的认可。Jesus
knew that the approval of man was nothing. Men are fickle.
耶稣知道人的赞赏和认可是虚空的。One
day they love you, the next day they turn against you.
可能 前一天他们还很爱你，但是过了一天，他们就开始来抵挡你。Don't
think so highly of men, and then you won't think so highly of their approval.
不要去把人看得太重要，这样你就不会把他们的认可和他们的观点看得太重要。
Their approval is worth nothing in comparison with the Father's.
他们对你的认可比起来天父对你的认可是一文不值的。
The approval of man is second rate.
人对你的认可是次等的。
As a follower of Jesus, you must live as he lived, as one who is despised and rejected by men, but yet was well pleasing to the Father and approved by the Father.
因此作为基督的门徒，你必须效法他，因为耶稣基督他是被人所唾弃所拒绝的那一位，却是天父所悦纳的爱子。
Jesus did this perfectly. As God's obedient son, he fully rested in his Father's approval.
耶稣向我们完美的彰显了这样的榜样，作为上帝独生的唯一的顺服的爱子，他完全的安息在他的天父的认可当中。
The leaders of Israel, they rejected Jesus.
当时耶稣所生活的时代，以色列的宗教领袖他们都拒绝耶稣。
Everyone misunderstood him.
所有的人都误解他。
The disciples even forsook him.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他的门徒都离弃了他。
Everyone failed to give him the approval and honor that he so richly deserved.
他身边的人都没有给他认可和尊重。是他本应该所配得的。
And yet he did not change his teaching. He did not curtail his message in order to curry the favor of man.
然而耶稣并没有为了获得人的认可和赞许去改变他的教导。
He persevered in the hard path of obedience, even though it meant great suffering and humiliation.
而耶稣却坚持那条顺服的艰难的道路，即使他付上了极大的代价，他的受苦和降卑所彰显的。
He had his eyes fixed solely on the Father's approval.
因为他的眼目只单单的定睛在他天父的赞许之上。
And he received the seal of the approval of God the Father when the Father raised Jesus from the dead, powerfully vindicating his son, vindicating his claim to be God's son, and his message and his life.
因此他获得了天父的认可 和赞许，是那个最终极的地方，是在他的死里复活当中，他的复活当中，上帝借着他的复活来彰显他是真正被上帝悦纳的爱子。上帝借着复活极其强大荣耀的为他的爱子证明，为他的爱子为他的爱子证明，来证明他的宣告是真的，他真的是上帝的儿子，并且他所宣讲的福音和他的一生所做的工作都是被上帝所悦纳的。
Jesus is the perfect son.
耶稣是完美的爱子。
Obviously we fall short of that ideal of perfect sonship. We fall short every day.
当我们想到我们是上帝的儿女的时候，我们意识到我们没有达到上帝儿女的这样的一个完美的要求。
We don't rest only in God's approval. We don't seek only God's glory every waking moment.
我们会看到在我们每天的生活当中，我们时常并没有真正的单单的安息在上帝的认可之下。我们并没有在每一刻都只单单的寻求上帝的荣耀。
But in spite of our failures and shortcomings, God freely forgives us for the sake of Christ, His Son, in whom we are adopted as His beloved sons.
但是尽管我们一生充满着各样的失败和亏缺上帝的荣耀，但是上帝却愿意在基督里，在他那位唯一完美的顺服的爱子里面赦免我们的罪，在他里面把我们收养成为他的儿女。
Let us look to Christ and find our all in Him.
因此让我们单单地仰望耶稣基督，并且在他里面能够找到我们一切的丰满。
And as we do so, let us begin in some measure to become more like Christ as we follow Him in total obedience to the Father's will.
而当我们这样去仰望基督的时候，让我们也可以在今生从某一些层面上来讲开始变得更像他。当我们去效法他，去顺服天父的旨意，去单单的去仰望天父的认可的时候。
This is how Jesus reveals the fatherhood of God.
这就是耶稣如何向我们启示彰显上帝作为父的身份。
He reveals not only that God is our Heavenly Father, but He shows it by His own example, showing us how to live as children of God.
因此他不仅向我们彰显了上帝是我们的在天上的父，他也向我们彰显了用他自己的一生向我们彰显了如何作为上帝的儿女来在地上生活。
Let us be imitators of Christ. Let us rest in the Father's approval and single-mindedly serve the Father just as Jesus did.
因此让我们能够安息，让我们能够效法基督，能够安息在我们天父的许可之下，天父的认可之下，单单的去侍奉他，正如基督所做的一样。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we will never measure up to the perfect life of sonship that we see in your Son Jesus.
天父，我们知道我们在这一生当中都无法完全的做到像你的爱子耶稣一样那样完美的儿女的生活。
But even though we fall short, draw us ever closer to Him.
但是即便我们失败，我们亏欠，但是求你叫我们能够更加的与他亲近。
Father, cause us to be satisfied with your approval and to rest in it.
天父，叫我们的心能够单单的因着你的认可能够得到满足，能够叫我们的心在你的认可当中能够安息。
In your grace, help us to live out our sonship in union with your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
天父，在你的恩典当中，求你帮助我们，能够因着我们与基督的联合，活出我们作为儿女的身份。我们这样的祷告祈求是奉靠耶稣的名，阿门。